Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a good thing to keep first things first. So as we celebrate and conclude this first week of the first term, for many of you, your first year, we turn to the first commandment. Not that we haven't already put God first. He comes first because he came first. He was first in the beginning, God. We love him because he first loved us. First in creation, then in the promise of redemption, then in the fulfillment of all things in Christ. God first called Abram, then Isaac, then Jacob. He led his people through the sea, first forming them as his own. He spoke through the prophets, led his people by priests and kings. But now in these latter days, the first fruits of the new creation, he has spoken through his Son, the prophetic word made sure. So, yes, surely we will put first things first. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. We will indeed have no other gods. We will fear, love, and trust in him above all things. And as we come to the first Friday of our life together this year, we also begin again what has been a meet right and salutary tradition within this community, using our worship every Friday to focus on Luther's catechism, grounded no less on the Word of God, our biblical base, whose text and texts bring substance to our preaching, but a biblical message that is organized according to the instructional model that Luther provided to teach the faith to the young and to the old and to all of us somewhere in between. So why begin with the Ten Commandments? Especially when the very concept of commandment runs so counter to the freedom and individual rights and liberties which so drive and sustain our American culture. Well, maybe because we are, from the first, as people of God in a world of darkness, somewhat countercultural. Even though we celebrate the unity and diversity of the cultures by which God has made us human. But it's often occurred to me that our junior confirmands, especially, as they come to their religious instruction in the Lutheran Christian faith, to the Lutheran instruction, precisely at a time in their life, well, when we, shall we say, when rules and authorities seem particularly troublesome, can so easily get the impression that all this God stuff, church and religion and all that, is just another bunch, 10 is a good number, of commandments. Of course, to some of our teens and preteens, not to mention adults, this may not be without benefit. For some, this may be the first time the concept of positive authority and control on personal freedom, and particularly one that is based on love and care and concern as of a creator to his creation, or as of a loving and caring father to his dear children, this may be the first time this concept has even entered their world. But the point of getting first things first, even maybe especially in our Lutheran world of law, then gospel, is that God is first and foremost a God of grace, mercy, salvation, gospel. Now, we can't sort out all the complexities of law and gospel, opus alienum and opus proprium, in a short homily, avoiding gospel reductionism, antinomianism, noting the insights and problems of a Barth or an Ehlert, and far too many examples, even in a contemporary church that should be self-consciously evangelical in the Reformation sense, not in the American sense, far too many examples of law-based preaching and teaching and even outright legalism. And speaking of American evangelicalism, not to mention the growing emphasis on the sovereignty of an awesome God and a theology driven by obedience under power rather than love empowered by grace. So I'll let Professor Arend and his merry band guide you through such questions, keeping in mind, a very Lutheran mind, the question of Luther's own strategy, if you will, of leading off with the Ten Commandments, known in Deuteronomy as the Ten Words, the Ten Statements, and which in Hebrew are at least as indicative as they may be heard as imperative. But today, first things first. And with that, the interesting exegetical question of just what is the first commandment, the first word in Exodus and in Deuteronomy. And it won't take long around here to hear out Professor Robbie's merry band in Old Testament context, as well as in Jewish piety and practice throughout the ages. The first word is this: I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of a house of slaves, a slave house. Yes, creation, then fall. From perfection to perdition, from delight to depravity. But first things first, God would restore the relationship. Creation, redemption. Slavery, salvation. You see, this is of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scripture. Jesus, who became sin for us, Jesus, who bore our sins and carried our sorrows, Jesus, who kept the law for us, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, in whom we are baptized into a new creation, the first fruits of that new life, Jesus, who has saved us from the slave house of sin. And how did Israel respond? All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. This was a little more than just one of those nice sermon pastor lines. Though, what would happen, what would pastors do if people actually said stuff like this on the way out, on their way back into the world? Yes, let's give the Holy Spirit some credit. Of course, we must also give the old Adam his due. And what did they do back there at Sinai? They built and worshiped a calf. And so the church moves on, sometimes wanting other gods, but we will never have another God. And so the church moves on. Law and gospel, sin and grace, grace and sin, confession, absolution, a long and storied history, even just within sola scriptura, of God's people sitting in darkness and walking in light. Yes, light from above. But let's get first things first. God is the God of our salvation. The only God who can save, who has saved us all. It's not because he is sovereign, but because he is gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love and mercy. We will fear love and trust him above all things. We will have no other gods before him. We love him because he first loved us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.